Good morning, it's Naomi. I'm reading today from 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 18. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. I also want the women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in love, faith, and holiness, with propriety. Lord, thank you for your word, and we know your word is living and active, and your word is the truth. Lord, we thank you that you say that, Lord, you want all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Lord, we agree with you there. We agree with your word, obviously, Lord, but there is only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you that Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all people. And we thank you that his desire is that all should be saved. Lord, help us and grace us to spread the good news, Lord. Give us divine appointments. In Jesus' name, amen.